זר נשמס אבי מור יעקב בן ישראל פנחס, זר נשמס דניאל שיינה בס יהושע פלק. So I told the Olam I was going to look up that Reb Chaim, but the library, the book was out. It was on Nanan Otzer HaChochma, the Sivas Rav Oseinu, that supposedly on Parshas Yisro quotes the Reb Chaim Brisker that the Levim, when they said Shira, and they started by saying Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, the David Mizmor. And we, I guess, based, how does he know that? Well, look at the Mishnah in Talmud. The Mishnah in Talmud, where's the lesson of the Mishnah in Talmud? Is Hashir Shalavim Levi Semikdash. I don't know, it's much of the Mishnah in Talmud that they didn't say, it just said, Hashem Artsim Loa. But don't. I don't know where Reb Chaim gets this thing that they said Hayom Yom. I would think that they didn't say Hayom Yom, but they only said the Mizmor with the Beis Hamikdash, because that's what the Mishnah says. So I don't know. I would have to see if they quote some type of Makor for this idea that. Of course, they didn't say Shabbari Levim Levim Beis Hamikdash because they were the Levim themselves. So they're not going to say that. But that doesn't mean that they said Hayom Yom. They probably just said the Mizmor. Because it says, Barishon Hayu Omrim, Barshani Hayu Omrim. It doesn't say Behu Omrim Hayom. So I don't know. But I don't know what to. And I don't know. Until the book is returned to the library, I don't have the copy of the Sefer. At least I don't think I have it. Maybe I have it someplace. You hear that, Rav Harari? That he called Rav Chaim, that in the Mikdash they said Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, and then the David Mizrah. Hayom Yishen
B'Shabbos. Hard to believe.
Hard to believe that, yeah. Yeah. Okay, and then the last thing here that we were doing yesterday is that we saw Rav Shlomo Zalman said that the Iker is not like the Rambam. He thinks that that's not the Pashup Shat. Rosh Hashanah is Zohar Tzom Shabbos and Chatzos on Shabbos, not on Tuesday.
Except that Zohar is an absolute infinitive, which means to constantly remember, as opposed to Zohar with a Shva, which is a regular Sivui.
Right, so, but who says that doesn't mean that constantly remember on Shabbos?
Meaning, that's not constantly. Constantly means all the time. That even on the weekday, I mean, it's constantly.
Uh-huh.
That's why Zachor, not Zachor. Like Zachor Amalek is Zachor.
What does Zachor mean, Ferrari?
Zachor means to Zachor with a comet is an absolute infinite, means to constantly remember.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's interesting. The Rabban himself doesn't even bring that as a raya.
Yeah, I mean, the truth is, it says Shamor as Yom Hashabbos Lekadsho.
Right, and that if you hold as a losas.
Yeah, so I don't know why it means.
Unless you say like the Or Chaim HaKadosh. That says in Parshas Kisisa, "V'shomru bnei Yisrael l'Shabbos," means "V'avim shomer sadover." They anticipated the Shabbos.
So,
you say like that, it works well, good with you.
Okay. I didn't think of that. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I mean, I always wondered about that. Thanks for the answer.
Yeah. And he says, the Shir Shmuel on page 19, he says, we don't find such a thing. Rebbe's Remezim on page 19 on the left side, the first word on the line is Remez, the first paragraph. He says, Remezim, we don't have any Remez in the Bavli Yerushalmi that there's a mitzvah of remembering Shabbos during the week. Adra, oh, I didn't look up the Divrei Yoel. Maybe we should get the Divrei Yoel now. He says, "Old man, rather saying, 'Mashkosim b'yomim shalomim b'zborim acherim,' k'minag gra, ain't maskirim es yom shavu klal." Okay. So, but he says in terms of Shabbos, he thinks that the reasons of Shabbos don't apply. The reason to say Yom Yom, either because of the Ramban, or because of the Noam Elimelech, or because of the what was the other reason?
He had two where he said they didn't apply. Those are the ones that you mentioned. It would apply if it was Zecher LaMikdash.
And the Zechel HaMikdash thing,
There were three things,
right. So, right, he said
and
none of them apply on Shabbos.
right.
Because you're not supposed to mourn on Shabbos.
Oh, so I oh, did he say that you're not supposed to mourn? I thought that that one there wasn't a.
Well, he says, we think so. I think that's supposed to mourn on Shabbos.
We didn't say that yesterday. I'm not saying it's wrong, but we didn't say that yesterday.
One second, let me see if I
Which
find.
packet are you in now?
I'm in packet 11.
Yeah. Page.
Yeah, so
Page.
page 15.
Thank you.
So he quotes first Seder Hayom. Says that he says Zechel Korban.
Right, that's one of the things he brought.
And then the Ramban to remember Shabbos throughout the week, and then the other idea of the Noam Elimelech to try to connect Shabbos to the rest of the week. And he says, well, all
He
those don't
brought.
apply to Shabbos itself. The Shabbos, there's no chiyuv to say Hayom Yom Shabbos. You're saying Shabbos anyway. And it's then also of Zechel Chorban. Yeah, I'll try to find that line.
Actually, it's certainly the three reasons because if you look at the last paragraph on page 18, Ulaora Nizkar, Shekola Gimel Tamim, Einam Shayachim
Yeah,
B'Shabbat
that's right.
So
Sorry,
that
he
is,
believes
so
only
you're,
Abel
so you,
Halach Korban.
right. Okay. That, okay, good. So we correct yesterday then.
And then I'm Elimelech, and
Just had the yard site on Sunday.
right, we pointed that out.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Alex, kindly.
Yeah, we pointed out yesterday
Rabbi Yitzchak Elkanan then.
the Noam Elimelech.
Yeah, same day.
That was the
That's at the Duff Yomi Siyum
that
they
was the
want.
day my son Avram Simchi was born in Purim. That was the day of his bris. Right, for fall of other.
Rabbi Yitzchok Elkanan.
And Rabbi Yitzchok Elkanan, I said something over from Rabbi Yitzchok Elkanan at the bris. Yeah. Okay, so. So I think we've finished what we're doing now. I'm going to start Chazara now. Ezra Hashem on not this Sunday, week from Sunday, on Vav Nisan is my father's yahrzeit. So I made a special packet shiur for that Sunday in Halacha and Agada. So in memory of my father, Zichrono Livracha, who passed away on Vav Nisan.
Till when will there be shiur?
Oh, you mean before Pesach?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know exactly when it's to when, but we'll see. We'll let everyone know. Yeah, I don't know exactly when it's.
And tomorrow is 9:30, correct?
Tomorrow, 9:30, position. Tomorrow's 9:30. Okay, so now I guess we can start doing Chazara. Okay. Does everyone have the Chazara packets? Well, does everyone have it?
How do we get to it?
How do you get to it?
On the drive under Benyamin.
It's on the drive.
And 2023 fall interpretations.
2023 fall. Midterm questions, even though it's going to be midterm on the phone.
I'm going to relay it now.
We go to 13 Bechina questions.
No, 23 fall final.
23, what is it called?
Right.
23 fall.
No, he's right. He's right. It is.
One second, he's getting it.
Yeah. He's right, 13
is Bechina
questions.
13 what?
Bechina
questions.
13 is Bechina questions.
What's Chazara questions?
That's it, Bechina questions. It's Chazara questions.
No, there were two different, it's the same thing?
No, 13.
13. Back in 13.
But these are just, okay, these are just the questions, or do we have any?
Well, we're going to go over the questions and the answers. That's what the Chazara is.
Okay, very good. No, I think last time you actually had some texts you brought.
Well, we have the texts of the packets, things like that. Okay. Question number. Take the Vegmar being in Hashir shall mozuk hayayin imamayim. So, the Gemara Bava Basra, this is packet Ches, inside the Vavam Beis. Says, in other words, so you have one unit of wine, the three units of water, and now there are four units altogether, the three units of water, one unit of wine, that is chamr. That is the definition of wine. So let's see Rashbam. Ramat Losov Kosos Mayim. You put three cups of water to the one cup of wine. Lysinamit Losov Loyosa, Afro Pishish, no Tam Yayin, Gulyamba, Lo Pligi, Lo Klum, Klo Mafilo, Hey, Modu, Ain, Baby Yafashal Varho of Mori Pirographin, Avagav Dashkha Plukta. So he says, Rabbi Tlosser says, close his mind, I see Nami Tlosser, Lo Yosef. Have appreciation for Tabiain, for the Amal of Pligi, for Lo Klo. So that is the, that's what wine was. And then the Gemara says later, Rava Rotame, Dama Rava, Kol Chamra, Dolodori, Al Chat, Los Maya, Lav Chamra. But that's the definition of wine.
If you just had the Gemara, wouldn't you think that maybe it's not a matter of the ceiling is 3 units of water, but that rather at least 3, because otherwise it's too, whatever, you know, bitter or acidic or however we're going to explain it.
Right. But the question is, if you have, you say maybe there should be a minimum.
Yes, if you just had the Gemara, you didn't have the Rashbam.
Right, maybe this should just be a minimum.
Right.
Right. I hear. Okay, maybe. But it seems the Rashbam is not saying. Yeah. So that's what the Gemara says. Then we went to the Olas Tamid. Olas Tamid is the same person as the Olas Shabbos, right? We just did an Olas Shabbos in my Wednesday night show. That's here on page 14 and 15. Reb Shmuel Rabbi Yosef. He says, first he says on page 14, Masha Kotva Nirish Lomasham Sharon Fima Shanogim Sham Limzo. He said, whatever the minhag hamakom is, minhagim limzog yosim mechat las, v'adin ein mevarchim olav.
Isn't that quoting from Shulchan Aruch?
But he's just saying that the pshat in the Shulchan Aruch is that is the minhag, that was the minhag. So he says, but say the minhag is different. He says that seems to be the minhag.
No, why I pointed out
because he says that you follow the minhag, but this is where the minhag ends. There's a limit to the minhag. In other words, if you're going to do more than that, more water than that, then you can't say that that's a minhag. After a while, it's done. So that's finished. You don't call it
Rabbi Simon,
yeah.
why I mention that he's quoting, although he doesn't indicate it, is that one has to be very careful reading this, because the first part is Shulchan Aruch.
Right.
Don't remember the Shulchan Aruch or the Ramah? Might be the Ramah. He's quoting, but then he adds on his own little piece, which is any more water which, if I remember correctly, he left as a tzorich iyun. Later he'll say tzorich iyun. He doesn't. He
right, later on page 15, he says today that we have. He said ki hayenus achshav sheinogim kol himself. Today we have a minute not to put anything in, right? And by the way, ki hayenus shalonu refuim ba'ot. So that's his thing, that this is the minute. But I think he's also saying that you can't have, it's not shy to have a minute to have more than this. It's based on a minute, but if the minute would be to have less water, then you could do that. But the minute can, whereas the minute can go up to three quarters. Water, one quarter wine. And that's where the minig, that's the cap. You put a cap on the minig. You can't have more. And but today, that we're not knowing at all, so maybe the minig is that you shouldn't allow anything. So he says, but Bismanazer, she'ein ogim klam lungzog hayayim b'mayim ki hayena shalad refuim mod v'nisarv b'mayim or fiul hamayim shenisarv b'uchos b'yayin fiul hoche im avrachim lo b'rei b'gofen mil b'mayse tzorchim. But so we see two very interesting things, that there's a limitation. You know, is he saying that was the minhag? The case of the Gemara means that was the minhag in the time of the Gemara. But he says, but you can't go more than that. Even if that's the minute. He says, "Sharinim v'imash noheg sham lindog mazigim midi b'ayim shave imavarchim lavinus yosimash noheg imavarchim."
It should be up to one and six. Could be, should be okay, no? Because it's not bottle. Up to 1 and 6 should be okay.
Yeah, so Rav Merari is saying. Yeah, right. He says,
which he brings.
Well, the Rambam brings. Mavachin oyei hayayin echad mishisha b'mayim.
No, but even in the Olat Tamid, he brings it. Aval adat ha-machaber de-pasak de-sharim b'shiur maziga im kein pshitahu she'ein mevarchin k'she'ayayin hu rak chelek shishit. She'lo matzinu meziga k'azot gam b'yamim hakadmonim.
Nifim chad tlat.
Nifim ad chad tlat.
Okay, but if the minhag became somehow becomes that way, which...
so what is he saying? That the das amachad posim shabbos shir mziga again pshito and shein mivachim shayin urak chelak shish pshito shein mivachim shayin urak chelak shishes. So when we see the mziga, because those gabim come on.
He says, origin, at the time of Chazal, it was 1 to 3. Now, because the wine is, so 1 to 6 isn't in the ballpark. But today, any water.
We're not going to be moisting at all, are we?
Right. There's no maziga at all.
So if you're going to do any bit of maziga to the wine of today, then sarachin, if you can make a bar paragraph. The only question is, so what's shot in the Ramon? He says, Rasha le'ayin echa b'shisha b'mayim, and then it's batel. But that's mashma, that's the cap. But if he's saying the cap is... So he's saying there's one other nekuda that he's saying. You see, I always said, the big thing he's known for is the mizman hazeh. That Bizman Azeh, we're not Moisek, so you can't bring Moisek even a little bit, right? That's what he's known for. But he's saying much more than that. He's saying a Chiddush you have to cap it at 3 to 1.
So, since we're doing Chazor, I can mention what we said later.
Well, the
Mishnah Brura and the Gra, they said there's no machloket, it's just Matzias, that the Mechaber was dealing with weak wine and the Rama was dealing with strong wine.
Yeah, but the question is, but strong wine, he says, is only, you have to cap it by 3 to 1. So he says, in other words, you can do Mazika. Today, they used to do Mazika, so they do Mazika. But then the Mazika is capped to 3 to 1.
Right.
So then what's the Mechaber? That he says 6 to 1? Well, 6 to 1 then.
Wait, who says the Mechaber says 6 to 1?
I mean, the Ramah says...
The way we learned the Mechaber was that it was Rov. We saw that it wasn't the Prima Gadim. It's actually in the Prima Gadim, but everybody assumes that the Mechaber says Rov. That's the baseline assumption.
Right.
So the Mechaber says Rov, or we read the Mechaber as saying Rov, and the Ramah, however, is more of a Chumra when you're dealing with Maga Akum.
Right.
So the one way to explain it, the one way we saw that was. I think Rabbi Moshe Levi said that it's a machloket of the Ashkenazim and Sfardim, but brought in the Madanei Asher that the Mishnah Brura and the Gra say that it's in Matzias, that the Rama was dealing with strong wine, so therefore he could entertain. Therefore, he had he could entertain a higher percentage of water. And then you have, as the outlier, the Olat Tamid, who says, he leaves it as a tzorichion, but he says, any water whatsoever.
Right. Tzorichion lemaisa.
Right.
But the question is, so put that in the paper back when I call the bird side. Yeah. It's just a little bit interesting that he says that 3 to 1 is the cap.
Because he has that from the Gemara.
Right.
We never looked at the Rabbeinu Tam that he quotes.
But my question is, You can't have a minhag that's going to be 4-1, 5-1. You can't have such a minhag.
And that's an assumption shared by the Rabbi Simon. That's an assumption shared by the Rama. Because whereas the Aruch HaShulchan says it's always just the minhag wherever it is, the Rama actually has a ceiling.
So the Mechaber sheet is chatlas, and even you can't do more. Can't do more. And if you do more, well, severely. Saying the Rabbeinu Tam is based on if it's near Geshur Tam.
I beg your pardon?
So Rabbeinu Tam is in Rabbeinu Tam, you could go further. If it's
we never saw the Rabbeinu Tam inside. Would that be possible, please?
Okay, one second. Well, Adas, the possible of Shara Mashir. You could go higher. As long as you manage the town. Let's see. So the Mechaber is basically capping it. And
but he has the idea of minhag as long as there's a cap.
Well, that's a Mechaber possible to Sharen Bashir Mazigim, Kim Sheetan, Abavakim Shayan, Rachel, and Shishis. I would see the Mazigim that goes beyond the coming. It has to be the Midden. And it says, Sir, if all the Haven, the Fairish, the Mirror, the Time, the Vaigamkin, Shanogi, Makach, Lishto, Salter, Zeh. Alam, Love, Haki, Abavakim, Love.
Or a prayer, Gafin.
So there's a bit of time of saying when is it still giving you a metzias of a taste? 6-1, it's bottom.
We didn't really get into the Rabbeinu Tam last time, but you have a concern all the time that at what point does it become flavored water?
Right. One second. Start home with the heavy fish from Rabbeinu Tam. The bike up should not even travel. Show some down. So, what is he saying? He's saying, I'm not going against Rabbeinu Tam. Because that wasn't the minute. So, how come the Mechaber doesn't quote 6-1, 5-1? Was that was never the minute? Rabbeinu Tam says, This is the reality of the text. Now, what's the Binyan? The Binyan was never like that. So that's why you can't use the Rabbeinu Tam Shir.
Why can't you use it?
Because that was never the Binyan. The Binyan was never to do a Mezigah 5-1, 6-1. It was only 3-1.
That would be a Shtiyah Shalom Kederach.
Yeah, so it was never. So Rabbeinu Tam is just telling you what's the shear of the still taste. And, but it's mashma that the Ramah is mashma that you would make a Bari Pir Gofen even more than. But Rabbeinu Tam, but he's saying, I'm not, who am I to argue with Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam says it's Bato 6-1. So how am I telling you 3-1? The answer is, you're right, it's bundle 6-1. 3-1 is the cap because that was the minute of the Mezigah. And even though there's still taste of them, but it's a schwache taste, and people who are interested in drinking wine wouldn't dilute it so much. So that's his shishita. That is the cap. And it could be, there could be different shira, but it would make a very clear goffin. Because it's not enough to do what says in the Gemara. You need two things. You need what says in the Gemara, and you need that be the Binyan. So that's what he says later on. Today, the Binyan is that we don't go Mosig at all. So even though the Gemara says you go 3-1, but that's not the Binyan anymore. It still has to be the Binyan. Today, we don't have the Binyan. So Mamela, even a little bit of wine might be a problem if it's not a burger.
A little bit of water.
Okay.
I'm not so sure that that's in the Ramah.
What if I just want, what if I'm drinking an 11% and I'm usually a 7% drinker and I want to add water to dilute it to a 7%?
And how much water would you need for that? That's the question.
I don't know. I mean, I'm adding twice a few ounces of water to get it down to 7%.
What's going to be the ratio?
No, it's not going to be one. It's not going to be 3-1. It's going to be, I don't know. It's going to be. It's going to be, let's say, 6 parts wine and 2 parts.
What if somebody, you know, when people bring me wine, so people who know me know that I like Moscato. And
I never knew that.
Well, some people, they want to be mean. Well, they want to give something more chashuv, which we're not going to drink. They want to give more chashuv. So the question is, what if we would just accept it and then dilute?
I think that what Rabbi Harari is saying is what we later saw in the Kovetz Aharon.
Yeah.
And the Rav Harfenis needs to get up to 3.5 or 4%.
Right.
So the Kovetz Aharon
is the Bucky and Rav Harfenis is tired.
I beg your pardon?
You're the Bucky and
Rav Harfenis. Only because of you. I'd never read Rav Harfenis. I have to admit, I'd never read him until, studied him until you. So that's the it follows the logic of Rabbi Harari. So the whole dilution issue, according to that view of the Kovetz Aharon, using Rav Harfenis, is that it's all a matter of getting to the 3.5-4%.
Right. So whatever takes you, you can do it. Right.
Right. So that I think is so that that's.
So then you're saying that if you have the wine that's very stark, 15% whatever, then you could put water in. And he's saying, the question is, would the Olas Tamid would permit it? Would the Olas Tamid permit it?
I think yes.
Well, maybe not. Well, maybe
I don't know, because he's stuck on this Minhag idea.
You mean, what's the word? He's saying the people who buy that wine are never going to dilute it because they want that wine. But what if the people who don't buy that wine, but they get presents from that wine? Could they? And then, you know, so usually I tell the guests, you know, we're not going to serve it necessarily today. But okay. Then I like your question. I want to dwell on that question tomorrow some more. Okay.
when we look at the Rama, I think we have to, I don't have that in front of me, although we could probably get it easily in this packet.
Yeah.
My maybe mistaken recollection is that he's not playing, he talks about Minhag and then he gives a cap of 3-1. I'm not so sure that he is taking, I think the Olat Tamid is going a step further, at least the way you're explaining it now,
yeah.
That there are two things. There's a 3-1 plus Minhag.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to stop now. We just have to go someplace.